This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Christina Lopez Guitardi and George Gillum of the Miller Center of Public Affairs join me live in studio with the very latest of public offerings that you can take advantage of. How are you both? How are you doing? It's good to see you. Happy November.
Very good. Good to see you.
Happy November.
Yeah. Can you believe, George, it's almost Thanksgiving?
I was...
Thanksgiving, George. I can't believe it.
Had my 22nd class of the semester today, and I was telling my students, four to go. I mean, it's incredible how quickly the semester goes by.
Yeah. I mean, I guess the students are already gearing up to get their final papers in and start preparing for finals.
I sure hope they are.
Yeah. So we are gearing up for all sorts of public events now at the Miller Center of Public Affairs. You both work very hard to bring some big newsmakers to our community, and you put them right there at the Miller Center, and all folks have to do is show up in time to get a good seat, and they can have a conversation with people that they perhaps have only seen on CNN or Fox or read their books. And it's a wonderful, wonderful service that you provide to this community. Christina, help us out with what we can look forward to this month at the Miller Center.
Well, this coming Friday, we're going to start up two exciting programs we have in our series on Latin America. On Friday, we're hosting Edward Schumacher Matos, who works as a director of Harvard University's Immigration Studies and Policy Center. He's going to join us to discuss policy options and the feasibility of the Obama administration to move forward on this front. He's been a longtime journalist, and he has a weekly column in the Washington Post that discusses immigration-related matters and Latin America more widely.
Interesting. And that's this Friday at 11?
That's this Friday.
Okay. What's on after that?
And then I'm going to skip Monday for a moment just to continue with the series on Latin America. Next Friday, November 19th, we're going to host Paulo Sotero. He is director of the Brazil Institute at the Woodrow Wilson Center for International Scholars in Washington. And so he's going to be talking about Brazil's expanding role in regional and world politics. As we all know, Brazil won the bid for the 2016 Summer Olympic Games. And so I think the world is going to be increasingly looking towards Brazil. And so he's also going to be analyzing elections, presidential elections that were held in Brazil last month, in which essentially a successor to the current president won the election of the Workers' Party.
And I'm totally clueless. Does the world economy that's taken a downturn and we are in what they're calling the Great Recession, has that hit Latin America very hard?
It actually hasn't hit Latin America as hard as it's hit other places, which is pretty remarkable, which I think is also kind of, you know, why it's interesting to look at Latin America right now. I mean, just U.S. influence in the region has declined somewhat in the last 10 years or so. And so these are some of the issues that we've looked at through the series.
Yeah, and I'm fascinated by the fact that the downturn in the economy, you say, hasn't affected them. I wonder what they're doing such that it hasn't affected them that much.
Yeah, no, it's interesting, and it's kind of an emerging topic in research. And Brazil is an interesting case. You know, it's an emerging economy. You know, alongside India and China, and so people are really looking at Brazil as a model now.
Yeah, that's really interesting. Maybe it has something to do with the fact that they go home and take a nap during the day.
I wish
we did that.
Isn't Brazil something like the sixth largest economy in the world now?
I believe it is.
Are you kidding?
I don't know.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Yeah.
I mean, I knew it was a big country.
Well, then you need to come to the forum on November 19th and learn about why Brazil has such a great economy.
I absolutely do.
And actually, interesting, the Summer Games, it's the first time the Olympics will be held in South America.
Ever?
Ever.
Wow.
Yeah.
Gosh. Yeah, so that is going to be huge news.
Yeah, it's going to be huge.
And Americans will get introduced to Brazil in a whole new way. And who knows what that economy is going to be like
exactly. Then,
you know, 6 years from now.
Exactly.
So what else is...
So then to go back, then on Monday, November 15th, we're hosting Peter Singer, who's a Brookings scholar. He's going to be presenting a New York Times best-selling book titled Wired for War, which is fascinating. It actually talks about new robotics in warfare. He talks about the future of war. And also, interestingly, he talks about how all of this, you know, kind of the legal and the ethical implications of these new robotics. So he'll be joining us on Monday, November 15th.
Which they use. I mean, these drones, they're using them left and right now, and they're, you know, being flown. Don't they fly some of these things at the Pentagon? Do you know this, George? Like, they fly them, they're steering them and operating them in the States.
They as I understand it, they do that from Nevada, from an air base in Nevada.
Okay.
And the fighter jocks who actually operate the controls, the joysticks for these things, put on their flight suits. They go through the whole drill as if they were going out on the flight line, and they go into a bunker, and they operate these things from TV cameras.
Like a video game.
Like a video game.
But it's real deadly weapons being wielded overseas somewhere.
The real thing.
Amazing.
Yeah, I think essentially what his book is sort of, you know, it paints this picture as if all these sci-fi books and movies that we've seen for years are really kind of coming true now. So it'll be interesting to see, you know, what is, you know, separating fact from fiction at this point.
Yeah, yeah. And what could be fact one day. We're talking with George Gillum and Christina Lopez-Guitardi, all the public events coming up this month at the Miller Center of Public Affairs. A complete schedule is online at millercenter.org. George, what else is going on over there?
Well, on next Tuesday, a week from today, November 16th at 5:30, we're having a special. Now, we normally, in an effort to get students to come to the Miller Center, bait the trap with pizza and soft drinks. This time, we're trying to get adults to come to the Miller Center at an unusual day and time for a special program. So we are baiting the trap.
Open bar and crab cakes?
With just about so-called refreshments.
Yeah, okay.
And it's open to the public. It's at 5:30. We do ask that you RSVP to 924-6049, but here's what the program is going to be. It's going to be the chairman and CEO of Dominion Resources, Tom Farrell, is going to come in and talk about electricity as a economic and national security issue. You know, what happens if the whole grid goes down? What happens if we run out of electric power? Some pretty scary stuff, and there really is nobody who understands the electric grid and the implications of it than Tom Farrell of Dominion Resources.
Yeah, so, he has quite a perspective from where he sits.
Yes, he does, and he's a very smart guy. He's a former trial lawyer. He's very able. Of course, he's been deeply involved with the University of Virginia for many years, and so it should be good. So this is next Tuesday, and if people would like to come out, reception at 5:30, and then his talk will be at 6. But please do RSVP to 924-6049, open to the public. That's the only event that we're doing this fall where you need to actually RSVP. And then looking up into December, and December is almost upon us, on Friday, December 3rd, a very interesting woman named Michelle Alexander, who has been a civil rights lawyer, litigator, was a law clerk for U.S. Supreme Court Justice Harry Blackmun, has done a book on a topic that interests us and has interested us for some years. The book is called The New Jim Crow, Mass Incarceration in the Age of Color Blindness. And explores a question, you know, that a lot of people are very worried about. Why are we locking up so many black people, particularly young black males? Why are we increasing the costs on society? Are there that many people that are really that bad that we've got to fill our jails up? We have a higher incarceration rate than almost any place else in the world by a lot.
Yeah.
And so this is a major problem. It's not only a race problem. It's a social problem. It's an economic problem, one that deserves a lot of attention. We've had generally one program a year or two a year dealing with this topic. So Michelle Alexander will do a good job. And then finally, for this year, on Friday, December 10th at 11 o'clock, one of my favorite speakers in the world, Jan Crawford, formerly known as Jan Crawford Greenberg, who is the legal correspondent for the CBS Evening News with Katie Couric, will be here to give an overview of the Supreme Court's fall term.
Oh, terrific.
Jan is terrific. We first got to know her when she was doing legal news for the NewsHour with Jim Lehrer. She wrote a good book. She then went to ABC, and she's now at CBS, and she is a terrific speaker. And she's a very, very nice person, very attractive person. And I've noticed whenever we've had her speak at the Miller Center, a lot of older gentlemen come out.
A little eye candy, is it?
Oh, she's terrific.
Yeah.
She's very smart, and she's a keen observer of what's going on in the court. And, of course, the Supreme Court's had quite a year.
Yeah, absolutely.
So to get her,
I'm so fascinated by that topic about the prison population, because I remember, it was last year, the year before, when I interviewed Senator Jim Webb, and he spoke in great detail about this. It was a very serious initiative that he is almost alone in Washington, standing up and saying, you know, so much of this is just wrong that we're doing this. You know, do we truly have this many bad people in America, much more than any country in the world? And you know, he says it's a combination of letting prisons become big business, and part of corporate America, where it actually, you know, you can make money by locking people up, and the drug laws, really outdated drug laws that put away nonviolent drug offenders that then society has to pay to keep fed and clothed and, you know, sitting in a room watching TV.
This issue has caught the attention of really a diverse array of people. It's, of course, caught the attention of the civil rights community. 2 years ago, a fellow named Douglas Blackman, who is the Atlanta bureau chief of the Wall Street Journal and covers the banking industry, so that's what he writes about, wrote a terrific book on this topic. Totally different from other reporting he's done, but he's gotten, his conscience was pricked the seeming inequities going on. And then, as you say, Jim Webb, our senator, has taken this issue on frontally. So it's an important issue, and I really, really do hope that people will come out and listen to Michelle Alexander.
George Gillum and Christina Lopez-Guitardi, they're with the Miller Center of Public Affairs. You can get complete information about this schedule and more programs at the Miller Center online at millercenter.org. Thank you both for being here.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit seavillepodcast.com for more.